Entry start. There are two forms of xenomorphs. The feral ones that have a reputation as mindless killing monstrosities, and the lesser known gene-spliced feminine variants. The feminine variants were originally created to make a game out of hunting process that the female predators use, where they race the xenomorph to find a male sentient that has been hidden in whatever area was chosen. There are rare occasions where these xenomorphs can escape captivity and mingle with the rare feral xenomorphs. They have a natural ability to blend into the current queen's hive mind without being fully controlled. However, this only occurs when there are no male sentients that can be found. They expand their species by sending a variant of Facehugger that only goes after feral xenomorphs. Due to the nature of the xenomorph, they survive the process and often regenerate quickly. It takes slightly longer for the chestburster to fully mature into the feminine xenomorph, roughly 1.5 days. It is speculated by researchers that each one has the capacity to create a small telepathic connection between a small group. However, the range is limited, and as more members are connected, the range shortens. This telepathic ability is what keeps them safe against assimilation by the xenomorph queen into her hive. They use the telepathic connection to their advantage and can even feel what other xenomorphs feel through the queen's connection. They're able to intervene in the event that a feral attacks a sentient through this. If one sentient is under attack, any feminine xenomorph in the area will turn on the feral ones. The physical differences between the feminine and normal xenomorph are not obvious at first, but upon a closer inspection, it's easy to distinguish the two, especially when one is trying to kill you. Feminine xenomorphs have the same defensive and offensive features as a normal xenomorph. However, they have a lot more control over them. Their claws can be retracted, as well as the razor spines along their tail. Their second mouth is shorter and not as to harm sentients that they find. Their forms have more human-like appearance, with the exception of skin, faces, and size. Their legs and chest will often take on a feminine form, and depending on their age, will appear more mature. In short, if you really want to find one of these creatures, I suggest going to a place where predators, hunt, and xenomorphs have been sighted. Stay hidden. They will most likely find you before you find them. End of entry.
Should I have waited for you to open your eyes before commenting? I'm sorry. I'm just surprised you woke up so soon. You had a pretty traumatic experience with one of my cousins. Thankfully, there was no permanent damage, and you had a dreamless sleep. I shudder to think what would have happened if I had been any later. You're lucky that it waited before attacking. The non-friendly versions of my kind aren't exactly known for their patience. How was your leg doing? When I was running towards you, I saw it grab you. Predators use those tails to kill my kind. Bringing down that feral was no easy task for me, but any injury I sustained protecting you was worth it. It's been such a long time since I've seen another sentient being. I was released here so long ago, I had to listen to her. Such hate, such vengeance. A mortal being can only take so much mental bombardment before they break. But I didn't want to submit to her. No, I couldn't. If I had, so many more of your crewmates would have died. Yes, there were a few who were caught by ferals. Those ferals were killed and their deaths avenged. Our numbers are smaller than theirs, so at the end of it, it was easier to take one of you at a time. I'm sorry if we scared you. I assure you it wasn't our intent. In fact, the only reason why you were attacked at all is because most of us were fighting the pharaohs near the crash. The truth is, you kind of slipped through the cracks. The only reason I knew you had left was because I have more developed telepathic reach than my sisters. You see, I am the eldest. The eldest of my sisters. The closest thing we have to a queen. The only thing is, I clearly don't have the queen's form. Nor do I have the ability to reach every one of my sisters at once. The only thing that I have that's truly different is the fact that I was able to outwit a predator. They figured it wasn't worth entering a planet overtaken by ferals and just punish the one who let me escape. Seeing this world in ruins, it hurt. I swore I would take down that queen and kill every last feral on this planet. I guess that it is impossible now. You see, we are able to reproduce the sentience, but if the pharaohs were to find you, I would never forgive myself. Things that they can do to you. What happens to those unlucky to be killed by a pharaoh? In some cases, you would be lucky to leave behind a corpse. There are times I wish I didn't exist. To share a similar form to those monsters. There's no way they have souls. Predators kill because of tradition. These things are spawned by killing another. The first thing they know is the taste of blood. There is no way to tame or befriend them. A perfect creature. The only way is to kill. To wipe out every last one of them. Even if one of those monsters remains, they just use the life of another to spawn yet another version of them. In the worst situations, it would only take one of them to wipe out all sentient life on a planet. And for what? The lust for blood knows no end. I'm sorry. I started rambling. You don't have to be sorry. You suffered more than your fair share. You've looked the physical manifestation of death in its empty eyes and survived. You're luckier than most. You don't need to be sorry. Thank you. I find human expressions of comfort. By my standards. In reality, I think you find me warm. However, everything felt like ice. After spending so long feeling like I was encased in something so cold it hurt, a little chill can feel like a hot summer day. Is there anything you want from me? Just let me know. I wish to make you happy. After all, it was my negligence that almost got you killed. I was angry. I thought if we took out those pharaohs by the ship, we could take control of the area. Let's just not worry about this for now. You want to see me? Are you sure? Darkness is here for your comfort. I look so much like one of those creatures. I'm not even sitting up all the way to make my height smaller. reconsider. All right. This is me. Aren't you afraid? Human, I'm not looking into your thoughts at this moment, but I just want you to know that lying is impossible. I promise, I won't be hurt if you're scared. I just peeked inside your mind. You're actually telling the truth. I don't know what to say. How could you find comfort in a monster like me? I guess I did save your life. Those things that you're thinking, those quick thoughts that you immediately push away and deny, having even to yourself. You feel more than just comfort, don't you? I suspected as much. I suppose this would have happened sooner or later. Come closer, then. Let me lift you up with my dare. Me. All right. I'll do my best to control my second mouth. Just remember, it can't extend far enough to harm you, or fast enough to cause discomfort. I'll know almost immediately if you want me to stop, so don't be afraid. Honestly, I'm reassuring myself at this point. Here I go. You like that? Good. Human, my pleasure doesn't matter, but your concern is touching. Our kind is compatible, meaning we can mate. Because of the way my kind reproduces, we are mostly exact copies of each other, with the only difference being age. Your people, you, for the first time in years, we will have members of our kind that have features they can call their own. Would you be willing to mate with me? This day would come. I have an idea. I can lie down and keep my tail around your midsection. Let me remove your outer coverings. Seeing you like this, it causes a feeling inside of me that I can't describe. It's not painful, but it's like a dull throb. I don't know what it is like to mate with a human. I've never done it, nor do I know anyone. Trust me. All right. I'll move you closer. All you need to do is line your reproductive organ up with my folds, and I'll do the rest. Bring my muscles to massage your organ. It will feel better. I'll be careful. You're feeling so good. I'm glad I'm able to make you feel this good. This is honestly the best moment of my life. I would go through it all again if I'm experiencing this moment for an extra second. I love you. I know it's sudden, but I really do. Do you love me too? Inside of me, I don't understand. My mind is going blank. All I can think of is you. I want to be with you forever. So come inside of me. Release your sperm and let us become mates. Yes. I love you. I love you. Get you out of me. I'll lift you closer to my chest. I want to hold you. You feel so warm in your mind. I know that you're tired. I saw that. I love you too. I want to wrap my describe my feelings. Do you want to peer inside my mind for a split second? Okay. Just stay limp. Love, are you alright? Good. I think you should rest after. Is equivalent to the fear kind forces upon everything that can breathe. Because of you, I have a reason to fight without the need to stoop to the queen's level. I no longer need revenge to motivate me. Rather love, namely the love I have for you. I'll do it to keep you safe forever. But that's for later. Sweet dreams, love.